The climate controls hum softly, cold air raising goosebumps on your arms. The archives smell like damp cardboard and old glue. On the table sits a cracked 19th-century ledger, its pages brittle at the edges. Across from you, the university's general counsel taps a gold pen against a manila folder. Click, click, click. Beside you is Elias, an unfunded graduate student with ink smudged on his fingers. His hands shake as he explains what he found. Entries that show the university's revered founder built his fortune by stealing land deeds from indigenous families. In 30 minutes, the president will step onto a stage upstairs and announce a $100 million capital campaign in that founder's name. The money is explicitly earmarked to keep the university's free community clinic open. The council slides the folder toward Elias. Inside is a guaranteed, fully funded doctoral fellowship and a strict agreement. The ledger goes into a sealed vault for 50 years. Elias looks at you, his mentor, eyes wet and searching. If he signs, the truth stays buried, but his future is secured and the clinic likely survives. If he refuses, the campaign could implode, the clinic could face massive cuts, and the ledger can be published now. The council checks his watch again. Elias's pen hovers over the signature line. What do you tell Elias to do?